Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, July 13th, and this is JFK Council 5 volunteer Gustavo Toronto reporting. The Summer Quarter United Master Executive Council regular meeting is underway in Chicago, beginning today, Tuesday, July 13, and running through Thursday, July 15, at the Hyatt Rosemont. We encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. Hyatt shuttle buses from O'Hare are complimentary and free parking is available in the garage next to the Hyatt Rosemont on River Road and Devon Avenue. The current partnership program ends on August 30. Another bid is now open for a new six-month partnership program beginning August 31st. The bid screen is easily accessible through a direct link in the schedule section of UnitedAFA.org, and bid may be submitted now through the 28th of July at 0800 Central Time. If you currently participate in a partnership and wish to continue, you will need to rebid. If you are not currently participating in the program, you have an opportunity to take advantage of this schedule flexibility. You must find a partner to bid with to participate in the program. If you are looking for a partner, you may post an ad using the POSTRD option in Unimatic. And likewise, if you are looking for other flight attendants, partner requests through TRD-BRD. Additional information on the program is available in our website schedule section. Yesterday, MEC President Greg Davidovich announced two new reciprocal cabin seat agreements with Spirit Airlines and USA 3000 Airlines. Spirit Airlines maintains bases in Detroit and Fort Lauderdale and serves many destinations within the U.S., including multiple cities in Florida. USA 3000 serves cities in Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Missouri, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, as well as in the Caribbean. Our persistent campaign to achieve reciprocal cabin seat agreements has garnered 14 agreements and the best reciprocal cabin seat program among the major U.S. airlines. We continue to work to improve these benefits and advance worldwide travel benefits for flight attendants. Check our policy and benefits section for all the news on reciprocal cabin seat agreements and other travel benefits. From time to time, we get the question, when is it appropriate to utilize self-help and go to another hotel? The answer may vary, but can include such things as no hot or cold water, no power, no heat or air conditioning, broken door locks, bugs or vermin of any kind in your room, no food availability whatsoever, your room not being ready within the contractual 30 minutes after arrival at the hotel, noise that prohibits legal rest, or any situation that threatens your safety or well-being. If you encounter any of these issues, take the following action to correct your experience. Calmly attempt to resolve the issue with the people providing the services, the hotel or transportation company. Always ask to speak to a manager on duty. If this fails to fix the problem, call the hotel desk, flight line, option 2, and ask for their assistance. If you do not get resolution to your situation through these two avenues, go to another hotel and take a taxi if necessary. Ensure that you have the names of the hotel and company representatives with whom you've spoken. Get receipts for all of your expenses and submit a company expense report to the service center for reimbursement. Once settled into a different hotel, call LPBSK, crew desk, and let them know where you are. Be aware that the hotel desk is not the crew desk. Don't be afraid to act in your best interests. The company is responsible for your safety on layovers. If they do not respond, take care of yourself. If one of your flying partners is in trouble and doesn't have the expandable cash or credit card to take care of it, help them out if you can. Upon arrival at your home domicile, ask the coordinator for the employee expense report. In addition to filling out an expense report with receipts attached, write a travel log detailing the people you spoke with at both the hotel and the hotel desk. Make copies of the receipts and reports for yourself. Our advocacy is strengthened when problems are documented and trended through your travelogue reports. Help us help you. Use Travelog every time you experience a problem, or conversely, a positive experience. There were no negotiations last week as management refuses to meet outside of the National Mediation Board scheduled mediation sessions. Last week, our negotiating committee prepared a presentation for the United Master Executive Council on the status of our negotiations. All members are welcomed and invited to attend the meeting in Chicago. Following the meeting this week, the negotiating committee presentation will be made available to the fan and subsequently sent to all flight attendants' homes in the next edition of the Negotiations in You newsletter. The committee also continues preparations for our next scheduled mediation session the week of July 19th. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together strong to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.